I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court passed a sweeping ruling Friday, effectively legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide, but not everyone has been able to benefit. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more on one Tuscaloosa couple's struggle to get married.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Can I help you, Wayne?
We'd like a marriage license.
We met Jennifer Kenny and Hallie Felt on Friday. The Tuscaloosa couple wanted to join the thousands of happy couples marrying after the Supreme Court's ruling, but they were told they'd have to wait. When they returned to the Tuscaloosa County Courthouse earlier today, they were again disappointed.
It's really important for us. Thank you for understanding. I really appreciate that. I wish the judge understood, because it feels like a huge slap in the face.
Chief Clerk Lisa Whitehead let Kenny and Felt submit an application for a marriage license, which listed them as bride and groom, but they were told they'd have to wait until July 17th or later to receive it. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange welcomed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that rules in favor of Oklahoma's lethal injection drug protocol. The decision is expected to clear the way for Alabama and other states to resume executions using lethal injections. Strange says opponents of lethal injections have repeatedly used court challenges of certain lethal injection drugs as ways to delay or avoid lawful executions. Alabama joined 12 other states in an amicus brief in support of Oklahoma's right to use a three-drug lethal injection protocol. States, including Alabama, have adopted the three-drug protocol because of their inability to acquire other suitable drugs. And an Alabama veteran of World War II will return home 71 years after his death. The remains of Lieutenant Jimmy Collins will receive a burial with full military honors today in Sylacauga. He and his crewmates were shot down in their B-24 bomber following a mission over Berlin in 1944. The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency identified Collins' remains. Agency spokeswoman Lieutenant Colonel Melinda Morgan says the case of each missing soldier is important.
I had someone recently ask me why it mattered. And I went, well, as I have gone forward, it was comforting to my family as well as to me to know that if I fell in combat, I would not be left, nor would I be forgotten.
Collins' remains were identified by a DNA match to his aunt and uncle. Now let's get the latest weather forecast from Richard Scott.
Our forecast this evening tonight includes a risk of a spotty shower storm. Most neighborhoods stay dry. The better rain chance over the Tennessee Valley. Overnight lows near 70. For Tuesday, we'll top out in the upper 80s. A good chance for scattered showers and storms on Tuesday and Wednesday. Doesn't rain all day. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
90 in Florence, Jasper, Birmingham, Selma, and Montgomery. 81 in Mobile and 88 in Huntsville. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.